It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Centennial Bank, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Professional Travel Services, and the Salvation Army. Now live with the State Farm Insurance Agent James Boyette pregame show. Here's the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Haworth.
Very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Bomber Stadium, the next to last home game of the year for Mountain Home tonight. Sylvan Hills in town. The Bombers come in with a record of 0-7 on the campaign, 0-4 so far in 6A East Conference play. Sylvan Hills is 2-5 overall. They are 1-3 in league play so far. Sylvan Hills coming off an exciting win last week against Jacksonville, kicking the game-winning field goal, the game's final play. We've had rain throughout much of the pregame tonight. Looks like the rain has stopped momentarily. Looking at the radar, we may have a little bit more light rain off and on through the evening. Had some heavy rain here about between 6 and 6:15 this evening. So that could be a little bit of a factor as the night progresses. Hard to believe we've had four home games and it's rained in three of them so far this year. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about the matchup against the Bears, and we continue in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm Agent on Highway 62 East in Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's Player of the Week is sophomore Aiden Ritchie. Aiden is a center and defensive tackle. He started on both sides of the ball in Friday night's game. As a center, he had 5 knockdown blocks, and on defense, he had a pair of tackles. Aiden Ritchie, the Player of the Game against Marion, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm Agent, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Hi, this is Tim Griffin, your Lieutenant Governor. You know, there's something really special about football in the South. On Friday nights, I'm a Magnolia Panther. My wife, she's a Camden Cardinal. We have fond memories of our days in school, and now I'm working hard to make Arkansas schools the best they can be and grow good-paying jobs for your kids and mine. I need your support to keep working for Arkansas, and I'm honored to ask for your vote. Paid for by re-elect Tim Griffin for Arkansas.
You want a beautiful wood floor in your kitchen, bath, or mudroom, but you also know eventually there will be water or mud there, which ruins everything, right? Wrong. With Woodlook Lifeproof Vinyl Plank Flooring, only available at the Home Depot, you get the wood looks you want while being completely 100% waterproof, guaranteed. So now, where there's water, there can be Woodlook Lifeproof Vinyl Plank Flooring starting at just $279 a square foot, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
This weekend at Kohl's, buy more, save more for your family and your home. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 or more home purchase. You'll get Kohl's cash too, $10 for every $50 spent. This weekend at Kohl's. Offers valid October 11th through 21st. 15 or 20% off with promo code LEAF. Extra $10 off with promo code HOME10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Now, back to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, about 15 minutes away from kickoff, the Bombers and the Bears of Sylvan Hills. Joining us for the broadcast again tonight, Bob Bird. Didn't think you were going to make it here.
I was stuck in traffic.
Oh, it's a late arriving crowd due to the rain here tonight. Boy, it's just unfortunate with all the home games. Three of the four we've had rain. Boy, that's rough, Bob.
Well, it is. I was talking to Mitch Husky before the ball game, and he was complaining about the same thing. He said it's terrible to have a home game and lose money on it.
Right.
The time you pay the officials and game personnel and everything like that, there's X amount of dollars going in. And as you can look and see, there's probably 10 people on the visitor side and probably 50 on the home side.
That's so, about it. Yep.
So it's not a good situation.
Well, let's talk about this matchup. This Sylvan Hills team 2-5 on the campaign. coming off that exciting win at Jacksonville last week. Bob, they've had some quarterback issues as well, haven't they?
Well, they have. They've started three different quarterbacks. Started a senior because the other two didn't have much experience and played a junior for a while. Now they're going to start the sophomore tonight, who supposedly is the most talented one of the bunch. So we'll see what he does. Experience, you know, lack of experience is going to play a big part into that. But, you know, you can't ever tell on a wet field what's going to happen.
They got some good talent, too. They got some college prospects.
Well, they do. They, you know, they've got Tito Mendoza, who's the kicker. I believe he said he was a four-year starter.
Yes.
You know, and I remember reading his name in the paper. He's a heck of a kicker. So he's probably the outstanding player they've got this year. The running back, fullback Nathan Floyd, and the safety Michael Williams are both outstanding high school football players.
This is a team has a very talented sophomore class, and they're struggling a bit. Bob, they've been used to scoring a lot of points, 35 to 40 points a game, only 9 points a game this year. That's a little hard to adjust to.
I keep up with their scores as the years go on, and I saw where they haven't been scoring much. And in the past, they've been just an offensive machine at Seven Hills as far as scoring points and yards. And, you know, we remember the game we played here years ago with them where it was just back and forth for forever.
Right. This is a team that, talking to Coach Withrow this week, they are very worried about defending the option, and that's one of the big reasons Mount Home runs the option.
Well, that's why we run the option. You know, you have to simulate it 1 week in practice, and you have 1 week to prepare for it because the people they play throw the ball more than anything else. You know, he was complaining about his scout team quarterback running wild and scoring numerous touchdowns and practice Tuesday, and finally he just had enough and quit.
Yep. So we'll see how they defend it tonight. It'll be a tough assignment for their defense this evening. Well, we're going to take a break. Well, I'll tell you what, there's some great matchups around the state tonight. Matt's going to check those with our studio report coming up here in just a little bit. We're about 12 minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers and Sylvan Hills coming up here on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 East in Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's Player of the Week is sophomore Aiden Ritchie. Aiden is a center and defensive tackle. He started on both sides of the ball in Friday night's game. As a center, he had 5 knockdown blocks, and on defense, he had a pair of tackles. Aiden Ritchie, the player of the game against Marion, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm agent, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank. Our customers say it best.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas deliver reliable, affordable power to more than 60% of Arkansas, the field we call home. The 17 dedicated electrical cooperatives around the state manage over 75,000 miles of power lines, delivering power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, football fields, improving the lives of communities and their residents all across Arkansas. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to play, the power to deliver.
The State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show continues with a Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's take you into the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening from the studio as we are continuing here on the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show. And getting ready to bring you tonight's game between Mountain Home and Sylvan Hills. Hope if you're out there tonight going out to the game, you're dressed in blue, as this is the awareness for type 1 diabetes, courtesy of the Repel Diabetes Learning Center. So hope you're joining the crowd in dressing in blue to raise awareness for type 1 diabetes. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East, Searcy, who is ranked fourth in Class 6A, is at Jonesboro tonight. Jacksonville is hosting West Memphis this evening. The Blue Devils come to this game ranked third in Class 6A. And Pine Bluff is entertaining Marion. The Patriots, who again Mountain Home lost to last week, are currently fifth in Class 6A. On the local level, Yellville Summit is actually idle this week. The Panthers were originally scheduled to play Cedar Ridge tonight, but the Timberwolves had to cancel their season a couple of weeks ago. Salem is at McCrory this evening. Melbourne is hosting Mountain View. Marshall is at home against Harding Academy. Harrison, who is tied for third in Class 5A, is at Alma tonight. This is the last week of the regular season for Missouri. And among the area schools, West Plains, who is still undefeated, they're in Springdale to take on Glendale tonight. Hollister is at Mount Vernon. Forsyth is at Buffalo this evening. Branson is hosting Willard. And Ava is at home against Willow Springs. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10, it is number one North Little Rock down over in Fort Smith tonight to take on ninth-ranked Northside. Number two Bryant is at home against Cabot. Third-ranked Conway is in Little Rock to take on Central. Number four Greenwood is at home against number 10 Benton. This is probably the biggest game of the state this week because not only are these two teams ranked in the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10, they are 1-2 in the Class 6A Top 5, Greenwood at 1, Benton at 2. Fifth-ranked Bentonville is at home against Rogers tonight. Sixth-ranked Fayetteville is at home against Springdale. Number 7, Bentonville West, has made the trip to Rogers to take on Heritage. And number 8, Pulaski Academy, who is also number 1 in Class 5A, is at home against Little Rock Parkview. We've already gone through all the Class 6A Top 5 games, so let's go to the Class 5A Top 5 games that we haven't yet got to. Number 2, Little Rock Christian, is at Whitehall tonight. Third-ranked Texarkana hosts Hot Springs. Actually, Texarkana is tied with Harrison for that number 3 ranking. And 5th-ranked Little Rock McClellan is at Magnolia. In the Class 4A Top 5, it is number 1, Warren at Monticello. 2nd-ranked Joe T. Robinson is at number 5, Bauxite. Number 3, Rivercrest is in Jonesboro to take on Westside. And 4th-ranked Nashville is in Haskell to play Harmony Grove. In the Class 3A Top 5, it is number 1, Boonville hosting Charleston tonight. 2nd-ranked Clinton is at Strong. The Yellow Jackets scheduled this game not too long ago with Strong. They were originally scheduled to play Rosebud tonight, but the Ramblers also have canceled their season tonight, just as Cedar Ridge has. Number 3, Smackover, is at Genoa Central. 4th-ranked Ryzen is hosting Lake Village Lakeside. And 5th-ranked Prescott is at Horatio. And in the Class 2A Top 5, it is number 1, Foreman at Mineral Springs. 2nd-ranked Hazen is at number 5, Earl. 3rd-ranked Mount Ida hosts Dirks, and number 4, Junction City, is at Fordyce tonight. And that is a look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Sylvan Hills. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll return with more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit.
Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Don't miss this year's Red Kettle Cook-Off, Friday, November 9th from 11 to 1 at the Salvation Army. Local celebrity chefs will be serving some of their favorite dishes for you to taste. For $10, you get to sample all the amazing dishes and have a chance to win a Red Kettle Grill. Tickets are on sale now at the Salvation Army on Highway 201 North. All proceeds go toward the Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign. Help the Salvation Army provide help and hope for the holidays.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
This is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Every parent wants to give their child a gift that has a lasting impact on their life. What could be better than a gift of college savings through an Arkansas 529 gift plan? Plus, you'll get a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org to find out how you can give this forever gift of college savings.
To learn more about Gift AR 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
You're listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, about 2 minutes away from kickoff. Let's get our turf report tonight. It's brought to you by Lawns Plus for all your turf and pest management and landscaping needs. Contact Lawns Plus and visit upgradeyourlawn.com. Bob Bird.
Turf's in good shape. I thought earlier I was going to get to give this report and it's going to be rainy and wet, pouring down rain, but it's since rained. The track is dry. The field looks good. You know, nobody slipped and fell down during the pregame festivities, so turf is good tonight.
All right, we'll take one more break, come back, and kick this one off in just a moment. The Bombers and the Bears of Sylvan Hills next on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank. Our customers say it best.